Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Jasmine returning your missed call for Home Care Services, ma'am. How can I help you today?
Oh, hi. I was interested in your services. I was looking, on the website to see what was available in my area.
Absolutely.
The home care provider I had couldn't take any more clients, so now
okay.
I'm in search of another one.
Okay. What county does your patient reside in?
It's me. I'm the patient.
Okay. What county do you reside in, ma'am?
Glenside, Montgomery County.
Okay. And do you have a
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Hello?
Ma'am?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yes, hi. Do you want us to staff you, or do you have someone in mind that you would like to
staff? I have my son.
Okay, son is going to be your caregiver. What's his first and last name?
I just want to know a little bit more about your service before I give you my personal information, though.
Okay. Talk to me. What do you need?
I'm with Keystone Community Choice.
Yes.
That's my care manager.
Okay.
Y'all in their network?
Yes, ma'am. Keystone, AmeriHealth, PA Health and Wellness, and UPMC are the four carriers for home care in the state.
Right. And what's the process for my caregiver? Do they have to fill out paperwork, and how long does that take?
So do you have an active care plan already, or we have to put you through services?
No, I have an active plan.
So all we need to do is call the service coordinator, let them know that your intentions are to transfer your services over to us. In the meantime, I will be processing your son for payroll.
Okay, and then how long does he have to do?
Fill out the hiring application. If he has an updated physical and TB, he could just send it to us. And his paperwork, that's it. And as soon as the service coordinator gives us the authorization, he can start. So, let's say within 7 business days. In the meantime, he's going to continue to clock in and out with the agency you're currently with until we take over, so there's no lapse in services for you and no lapse in services and pay for him.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. And what's your name?
My name is Jasmine.
Okay,
and I'm going to give you all my information as well.
Okay, let me get a pen.
Take your time. What's your name, ma'am?
My name's Gail.
Miss Gail. And your last name?
K-E-N-C.
And your date of birth, Miss Gail?
June 22nd, 1963.
And your home address?
314 Linden Avenue, Glenside, PA, Apartment A. The zip code is 19038.
Okay, so that's 314, you said Glendane Avenue?
No, Linden Avenue, L-I-N-D-E-N.
Linden Avenue. And what's the city?
Glenside. Yeah.
And would you like to add anyone else to your care plan other than your son? Do you have any other children?
Probably. Yeah, I do. I have 6 kids.
Ooh, nice. That's a blessing.
It is.
So do you want to add anyone else other than your one son, just in case, let's say he goes on vacation or he's out of town, anyone else can sign in and out?
Yeah, it is. I'm going to call them first, and then I'm going to get
them
back to you. Is this your phone number?
So I'm going to give you all my information. My name is Jasmine, J-A-S-M-I-N. This is Family First Care. That's Family First Care. My phone number is 267-551-7410. That's 267-551-7410.
Okay. And I can get you at this number?
That's my direct number, Ms. Gates.
Okay. So I'm going to call my son and have a conversation with him, and then I'll call you back.
Yep, and just let him know, just when you call me back, I need just his phone number just so we can send him the hiring application and get him started, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, Ms. Gail. Looking
All
forward
right,
to it.
You.
Absolutely. You take care. Bye-bye.
All right.